Kyoto paid dearly for Nobunaga's death, and in the end, Hideyoshi was able to accomplish what his mentor could not. By 1590, Japan was a unified country. Great though it was, this accomplishment did not satisfy Hideyoshi, who then set about on an ambitious plan to conquer China and Korea. Japan was not free of conflict, as civil wars continued to rise and fall for many years. However, the Ieyasu family, former allies of Hideyoshi, continued to rule Japan as shogun until the 19th century.